Tuesday night, although this chaf zayin shvat, whatever it is, we're in Shar Yichud Hamaisa, Perek Hamishi, page Kuf Pei, and he's talking now a little more nitty gritty of the Yetzer Hara, not such major philosophical issues. And his first stop is that the Yetzer Hara talks to a person that he should not be motivated, or that he should, sorry, that he should be motivated and by people. And the truth is that this is very normal. We just don't know it's the Yetzer Hara until the Chavis Avodas told it to us. Or maybe we never thought about it. You know, you come to davening, you daven with Kavana, you learn, and, you know, it's the nature of people that they have one eye to the crowd. It's hard to say that anybody, Shmona Esrei, this is like normal human, you're Shmona Esrei at home, you're alone in the house, and you're davening Shmona Esrei, it's not the same when you're in shul, davening Shmona Esrei. And I'm not talking about the inspiration of being in a Makom Kadosh, the shul. Talk about that there's other people there, and you're learning, and there's other people there, and everybody wants recognition. Or even if they're not like supercilious about it, or Bali Gaiva, but certainly part of the human condition is that what keeps the world moving is recognition. That's why people get stuck on, that's why people almost meet them. So that, the Chavis Halvavos, it's hard to condemn. It's like bitachon. The Chavis Halvavos is a very extreme sefer. The Chavis Halvavos is an extreme sefer. It's not extreme though, because he wants to paint a picture for you of what is perfection, what your goal is. It might take your whole life to get to the goal, but you have to be moving towards that goal. If you never have a goal, and you've reached your shleimus at the end, at the age of 25 or 30 or 40 or 50, so then, you know, Hashem says, if you reach your shleimus, so then, you know, I don't need you here anymore, right? If you continue to grow. So the Chavis is really performing a valuable service. Like, you know, and the ultimate bitachon is very, almost impossible to achieve. But you're moving towards there. It's the same with Shari Yichud HaMaisa. You know, he's painting a very negative picture of motivation of people, but the truth is, if we look around us, this is what motivates, I'd say, 95% of human activity. You know, you don't act the same when you're locked alone in a room and you're on a desert island, and you're just not the same. And the Chavis Halvavos wants you to be the same. The Chavis Halvavos wants your only motivation, ideally, he wants your only motivation to be the Ratzon Hashem. And so these things that he's saying in the name of the Yetzer Hara, you know, they sound very logical to us. He's right. So what does the Yetzer Hara say, says the Chavis Halvavos? He says, you know, with Hashem you're okay, but, you know, you have to live in this world. You want to become a Rebbe, people have to hold of you. They're not going to hire you to be a Rebbe unless they... A shidduch. You say, oh, this guy's a masmid, this guy's that. You have to make sure that your actions get you recognition, and that people hold of you, and they like you, and you should see to it to make your actions get such public recognition and public approval and public holds of you. And he even brings down the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nocha Imenu, Ruach HaMokom Nocha Imenu. So the Chavis Halvavos says this is wrong, and you have to tell the Yetzer Hara that there is nothing. This has to do really, it's a shtickle kashur and bitachon, that no one can hurt me and no one can harm me. And it doesn't matter what people think of me, and it's not a guiding light of my life, and it's not a value. And He says, you know, if you think about it, you want to make people happy, you're not going to make everybody happy anyway. So you're wasting your time. You're always going to have half the people angry at you, no matter what you do. So what should you do? You can't make people happy. The people that do things in order to make people happy, so it's like a politician, you know, so you run around, you either end up being a liar, or you end up being so superficial, because you live your whole life to please others, and others always have their own conflicting interests. So you pulled here and you pulled there, and you never develop any principles, and you never develop really a more important sense of self. What do you stand for? What are your goals? What are your ideals? What do you stand for? What do you want to accomplish? You're always playing to the crowd, because you can't, and you're always changing, he says, because everybody has their own opinions. So you might, it's almost like, and this is again a theme in the Chayvus Halbavos, it's just emotionally healthy. So don't try to please people, because you're not going to please people anyway. There's always going to be someone with tainus to you. You please Hashem. That's what that's his point. Then he says, look at the last two lines on Daf Kufpei. B'ni ha-da'oga lirkosh ratzon kol abriyos b'mecha u'davar she'im b'kochacha. You can't make everybody happy. You can't please everybody. Aval ishtadel she'tei rotzo y'lefnei Hashem. You worry about that. Vos tei rotzo y'lefnei abriyos. We're on the top of Kufpei Aleph and Aleph. We just read the first word. K'moy shomer ha-chacham. Ritzos Hashem darke ish. Kamoivav yashlim ito. Hashem works it out. This is like, I don't know if it's a promise. We can't predict Hashem's behavior. But that's what that koponim, this pasuk is telling you. That adirabba, your smartest move would be to just stay focused. If Hashem is pleased with what you're doing, and Hashem will work it out, that people will fall into place. And that's what the Mishnah, V'chein Mishoyu Kol Ha'amonu V'yechidim Mishabchim also, U'mahalim Mishmatzov U'merutim Mipu'ulosav. If you see someone that's beloved by everyone, let's say a figure like, let's talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? It's unusual, Rav Pam, you have people, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know, the last few decades of his life. Everybody from his Zalman was beloved by everyone. He wasn't seen, even though he didn't vote, he was he belonged to the people that don't vote in elections. But he was never seen as an extremist. He was never, this is Hashem. The more you attune your actions to what Hashem wants, the more Hashem, this is what the Chavis HaLavavis is saying, is, we can't judge Rav Moshe. We can't say, like, let's say Rav Shach. It's not for us to say that Rav Shach was any less a person than Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shach was very controversial and had misnagdim. So we can't say that, right? I'm just using Rav Shlomo Zalman as an example because I want to explain what the Chayim Kolbovitz is saying. Does that mean Rav Shach was any less? No, it doesn't. We don't know. Sometimes you have to stand up. You can point to Moshe and Aaron, and you can point to Rashi and Chumash that says when Aaron died, everybody cried. And when Moshe died, there were some people that held back. So you say, so Moshe wasn't perfection? So you don't know. Sometimes you have to take a stand, and people end up hating you. The Rabbonim in Europe, it's like the Orach HaShulchan and the Malbim bounced around from town to town, chased out by their enemies. They angered people. They got on the bad side of people because they were takifim. And it's well known. I'm just picking two as an example that I know of, like famous people. And they bounced around. They went, they kept on getting fired and getting new jobs in different towns. I'm not 100% sure about Doruch HaShulchan, but the Malbim certainly was nirdaf his whole life. He had no menucha his whole life. He kept on angering people because it was a door that you had to stand up and give mussar. It was askola time. It was like there was a lot to talk about. And he kept on angering the rich people and angering this and that. So you can't say, oh, he didn't do this. We don't know. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But having said that, we could point to someone like, like in my lifetime, in your, I don't know if it's called your lifetime, but in my lifetime, you had the Yaakov of Palm and then Rav Shlomo Zalman, which it's like uncanny that despite their, they had polarizing shittas, but they had a certain chain to them. And, you know, if you ever found out their shittas, like, so how come they don't hate them? Like, how come they how come they don't like this Gadol? And they talk about him with such chutzpah. And from Zalman is like, oh, wow. So, that's what the Chavis is at least talking about. Again, it's not for us to judge who yes and who not. This chilek is even found by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen. So, you know, you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was less of a person than Aaron HaKoyen was, even though Rashi and Chumash, right? So, but Kaponim, that's what the Chavis is saying. If you have someone that's universally loved, then it's a raya that Hashem loves him. He has a raya, the third line on Pekuf Pei Aleph. So don't play the crowd. That's what the Chavis Chavavis is saying. Bekitza, don't play the crowd. You can't win. You're going to end up having 50% of the people against you. You know, in every American election, right, 40% of the people are going to vote for you if you're Republican. If your name's Adolf Stalin, you're going to get 40% of the vote. And if you're a Democrat, you're going to get... The whole milchama of every election is 20% of the population. 40% hates you, 40% likes you. That's like a given. And now they're fighting about the middle 20%. A landslide is when it's 60-40. You don't win elections by 70-30. A landslide is 55-45 is a landslide. They call it a landslide in the newspapers. You're always going to antagonize half the people, says the Chavis Halevavitz. That's just like a cute aside. The whole point of Shaar Yichud HaMaisa is that you shouldn't play the crowd. You only play Hashem. You make sure Hashem's happy with you. That's all. And this is Nogeya. Nogeya everybody. It's Nogeya everything. It's Nogeya the biggest people, right? It's Nogeya rabbi with a congregation. It's Nogeya Rebbe in the yeshiva. It's Nogeya Rosh Yeshivas. Everybody makes cheshbonos, right? So you make a cheder, right? So you say, you know, and it's so innocuous. And you say, well, of course we're going to say, let's do this because it'll make the parents happy. Let's not do this because it'll make the parents unhappy. So if you're talking about something innocuous, so that's not what the Chavis Halevavitz is talking about. If you say, let's not paint the classroom turquoise, it'll get everybody angry. Let's paint the classroom yellow, because it'll put everybody in a good mood, smiley faces, so that's okay. But if you say, really, we as mechanchim want to teach this class, we don't want to teach them Gemara yet. We're too young for Gemara. What?
Teach them
Mishnayos. Keep going with Mishnayos. They're too young for Gemara. Gemara is very, very hard. Gemara is very hard. And you have a kid, you know. So we say, no, because if we don't teach in Gemara, then everybody's going to look at the other school where they're teaching Gemara already in fifth grade, and people are going to want to go to that school. Because look, they're teaching Gemara in fifth grade. By the way, this happens. I mean, I'm not telling you stories. This happens every day. Every day it happens. We have to start Gemara in fifth grade. Because that school's starting Gemara in fifth grade. So we can't be less than that. Right? That shul, you know, does this, so we have to do that too. Because people are going to come from America, never been ever. And they're going to look at this shul and they're going to say, oh, that shul, yeah. Everybody wants the more from shul. No one wants to be more from. They want the more from shul. Right? And so that's what and it's so normal. And we accept this behavior. And the Chavis Halevavitz is waving a red flag. He's calling it the Yetzer Hara. He's saying, your only concern should be What does Hashem think about this? And don't worry, he's saying. It's almost like a segula. Did I hear segula? Oh, he's smart. I tell you what, this is smart. He's saying it's like a segula. Everything's going to fall into place. It's going to fall into place. Hashem will see to it that it falls into place. You think you're going to make friends by pandering to people? Says the Chavis Halvavis, it's mamish the opposite. You pander to people, you're always going to antagonize the other half of the people. And if you, so today you'll pander to this half, tomorrow you'll pander to that half, and you'll end up in a therapist's office because you'll be crazy. You'll become schizophrenic because you don't know who you are. You won't have any of your own values. You won't have any sense of self. Adarabba, you worry about making one person happy, one entity happy, Hashem. And Hashem will work out that everybody's going to like you, he says. How could that be? Half the people are going to hate you. Don't worry. Hashem, you know, Hashem can do it. That's what he says. Ki Hashem yisaleh, on the fourth line, not the lo ahava b'libos b'nei adam, tehirgil ha-zichra ha-tov ha-lishonam. Hashem, don't worry, Hashem will make everybody like you. The zemi ma she'ein Hashem also the snuot. Hashem doesn't do it to people who anger him. Varezu raya gedola al shurotsu v'fnei Hashem. That's what the Mishnah Novos means. Kol sheruach habrios nochei menu. Ruach hamokam nochei menu, says the Chayim Novos. Moiridik apshat. Not kol sheruach habrios nochei menu. Therefore, it follows that it causes Hashem to be pleased with him and therefore play to the crowd. Because it says in Pirkei Avos that if the people like you, then Hashem likes you. So the Chayim Avos, you're learning wrong pshat. If people like you, it's a raya that Hashem likes you. Because or else there's no way you're going to have everybody like you. Because half the people are going to hate you. So it must be kol sheruach habrios nochei menu, ruach hamokam nochei menu. Very, very important. It's an ideal, you can't